It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. Red lips, no denim jumpers. This season, we are doing it with top 10 in mind. So we're taking you through all these different topics, and we're giving you lots of our opinions. Top 10 ways to do this, top 10 things for that. And I was saying last week, Shay, I can't believe that it took us 5 years to do this. I'm really enjoying this season. It feels, I mean, everything we talk about is personal, but like, I'm just really enjoying this one.
Yeah, so it's good.
Last week, we've had some fun. We've talked about like top 10 movies every homemaker should watch. Last week, we did top 10 hospitality tips. And today, we're going to have a little fun. Top 10 decorating habits that are quietly dating your home. Now, this is just fun. Because we all have different homes, so no feathers are allowed to be ruffled. We're just going to have some fun today. We're going to give you some, I mean, the fact is, styles do move on and styles do change. It is no longer the 1990s. Nobody's designing a brand new full-blown Tuscan kitchen anymore. That's very 30 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some fun. Styles move on. If you have a piece of your home that maybe you're into this and you're looking at it and you're going, oh, gosh, this is so outdated. What am I going to do? We're going to give you some ideas today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before we do that, let's talk about keeping your home clean with Branch Basics. We are looking at one concentrate that does it all. I really don't have words for how much I enjoy my Branch Basics. Shay, I have this marble tray to the left of my kitchen sink. It has my glass bottles. It has a carafe of the concentrate. That's how I use the carafe because it looks so pretty and sexy sitting right there. And I love them. They are a way that I like experience enjoyment in taking care of the home. It's just fun for me to reach for these glass bottles. You can get a starter kit for 15% off by visiting branchbasics.com/homemaker chic. And here's why you want to do this, because this one concentrate does it all: laundry, dishes, countertops, bathrooms, makeup brushes, safe for babies, safe for pets, safe for your whole house. And they give you these refillable bottles. So it's a plant-based, fragrance-free concentrate, and you can use it on everything. And for example, it lasts so long. For example, the window cleaner, it's like a full bottle of water and one drop of the concentrate. So if you're really looking to save money, you're tired of going to Target and doing that big cleaning products run, this is your solution. Branchbasics.com/homemaker chic for 15% off any starter kit.
And we're going to be talking about things that go out of style, but something that never ever goes out of style or dates your home is beautiful bedding. So thank you to American Blossom Linens for also being a sponsor of our podcast. You can shop their pillows, their beautiful, like, coverlet, heirloom quality quilts, and of course their sheets, which you've been hearing us talk about for a long time. You can shop them at AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use the code TOP20 for 20% off of your order. All American Blossom Linen sheets are made with 100% West Texas cotton, not a whisper of polyester, which is what we like to hear. They feel amazing against your skin. They last. They get softer with every washing. They have an incredible, simple, classic, beautifully made collection of different textiles and sheets for you to shop, including the perfect pillow. So you can visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use the code TOP20 to take 20% off of your order. This is going to be a perfect time to do this if you have a very dated bed. We don't think about bedding being something that dates a home, but it actually really, really can.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. If it's screaming cold 2007, it's time to swap it out.
Exactly. AmericanBlossomLinens.com/ or with the code TOP20 is where you can go to shop those non-dated, very beautiful classic linens.
Timeless, right?
Yes.
Okay. Top 10 decorating tips that quietly date your home. So the thing with our homes is sometimes we have habits or choices in our decorating that we've carried along for years, and those can make a space feel older or outdated, more outdated than it really is. Some of us moved into homes and we bought them with this idea of remodeling the whole thing. When we bought this home, it was a legit 1984 time capsule. Every room, every JCPenney wallpaper, matching fabric to the JCPenney wallpaper on the shower curtain. I mean, it was perfection. So some of us we've inherited a space, or we've come into a space that's really outdated, and we're looking at it going like, what am I going to do? But there's good news. There are affordable fixes. Maybe you love your home, but the kitchen is just really outdated. But you know what? Maybe you have the extra $85,000 sitting around to do that. Maybe you don't. So we're going to try to look at it from all angles today and just have a little fun. And the first thing I want to start with is matchy-matchy, overstuffed furniture sets.
The overstuffed was definitely a thing.
Yeah.
That was a style. Really like rounded corners.
Enormous chairs that you had to have like a McMansion for them to actually look like they match the scale of the home.
Yeah. Perfect. And all the pillows used to match. So there was typically like two or three styles of fabric that matched. Mm-hmm. So the pillows.
One of them was some sort of rough burlap. The other one was some sort of tapestry with like a fringe edge.
Exactly. You
know? Yes.
Exactly. Okay. If you have the budget, obviously you find something that's much more timeless. We don't necessarily think about furniture, to me, as being something that is dated or that can be dated.
But the matching furniture sets, here's the thing. And I think, so each week, Shay and I, we talk about what we do kind of on the side, outside of the podcast. And if you're in the world of Parisian Farm Girl, you've seen this thing called the Old World Design Society. And that's where we talk a lot about this kind of stuff. And we've talked about this before, that if your living room is giving like, hey, I went to the showroom and I picked that.
Okay.
That is outdated.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know,
sure.
That just everything, the two end chairs match the sofa, match the footstool.
Yeah.
The coffee table has the same legs as the sofa. You know, if it's just got that matchy matchy.
So if I was just starting out again, because like when we were starting out our homes, we would go to thrift stores, we would find furniture there. And if somebody who can afford to get a whole new furniture set takes their good one to Goodwill and you find this, right? You find the overstuffed furniture set. Uh-huh. I'm picturing like the right collection of tasteful pillows and potentially a slipcover to kind of just break up patterns and different textures. What are your thoughts? Like, what are we doing? How do we fix that?
If we're thrift storing it?
Sure. Okay, yeah. So if we have money, we get a new set. We get something that maybe fits the times a bit better. That's a bit more unique. Okay.
And I think still avoiding the showroom, though. Maybe buying individual pieces that fit together.
Sure.
But we're not going to Ashley Furniture. I don't know if there's a national chain or something.
Yeah. You
know, and picking out
the full set, the living room set.
Yeah. If we're thrift storing it, and we're walking in to that full set now at the thrift store.
That's right.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Then I'm getting maybe the chairs.
Okay.
And a different sofa. And I'm throwing out the pillows that it all came with. Okay. And I'm starting fresh with pillows and using the pillows maybe to tie those three pieces now together.
Yep. Yep. That makes total sense.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else on that?
No, that's good. Okay. It's funny because I don't think about this stuff too much like you do, but I do know what I like. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have been able to put that overstuffed matchy furniture thing, but I just know. You know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it. I mean, look, if you are in a position where you're you need to get the furniture that's right in Costco when you walk in, you know, the big sectional or whatever. I think a way to make that cozy is to add 4 or 5 or 6 beautiful pillows. Like, mm-hmm. say you're working in that budget. So pillows can get really, really expensive. So obviously you've got $400 options on Cherish and you've got $18.99 options at TJ Maxx, right? Mm-hmm. Like adding 4 to 6 pillows that have a little bit more interest than your yeah. Griege sofa okay. and a few beautiful wool blankets draped over it. Instant.
Yeah.
Instant cozy, instant different look, you know?
Yeah. I want to talk about number two because this okay. one has always stood out for me. For those of us who actually grew up in the 80s and 90s, like, this is one of those things that actually makes me actually quite uncomfortable thinking about it, which is, I don't know why. Heavy drapes and swags. Do you remember the pictures that were really popular in the 80s when you would go to like Penny's and get your picture taken and there would be a picture of you looking straight on, completely black background, and then there would be like a half faded profile one behind it of
like
you.
The layer.
So it looks yes. like you have two. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like an SNL skit or something.
Do you guys know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
I totally do.
Portrait picture of you, black background, and then like a half faded.
What does this have to do profile. With drapes?
That's what drapes make me feel like. That's how dated. That's what they make me feel like. They make me feel very uncomfortable. I don't know why, but
like all
window,
just like
window treatments, old 90s window treatments. I don't know if something happened to me when I was a child. I don't know. Did I get stuck
traumatic.
In the drapes? I don't know.
Stuck in the drapes.
Drapes used to be heavy.
Oh, they could
drapery.
Stand on them. They could stand up by themselves.
And it was a like every window had like the thing
the
above.
Swag.
The swag above. And like then there was this whole thing in the 90s where we did swags and like silk flowers wrapped around the top of the thing. And then the heavy. There was just a lot of window treatments going on in the 90s. A lot. And I'm really happy that that's not the case anymore.
Okay. All right, you have the budget. Curtains can get expensive. They're really beautiful when they do. They must know me. They found me on Instagram, like a custom drapery ad keeps finding its way into my Instagram feed, and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
So if you can, measure your windows and get some beautiful, mm-hmm. modern, up-to-date. And I just feel like everything today looks more timeless. I feel like when we're looking mm-hmm. at drapes today, you could insert them into any decade, really, in the last 100 years, and they'd kind of look okay.
Yeah.
Whereas, like those JCPenney catalog drapes, no.
Yeah.
Like, they are not timeless. They have a very distinct era look to them. So if you can, custom drapes are the way to go. If you're on a budget, I would start by removing the god-awful valance, okay?
The valance.
At the top, just rip it off. Get rid of it. It's whether it's yeah. a swag or that padded thing.
What is that? What are we doing? I know. I'm uncomfortable.
Sometimes I like the padded thing. Take it off, staple gun some new fabric to it, then get rid of the drapes.
I can't.
Put a lighter drape.
Yes, okay.
I do like a valance. You know, I buy a lot of them. I buy old ones at the Paris flea markets.
Okay.
But start by making a decision. Am I going to get rid of the drapes? Am I going to get rid of the valance? No,
so,
the swag has got to go. Overall, the swag has to go.
We talked a little bit last week or the week before. I don't remember. We talked a little bit about our design tastes being slightly different. You have a slightly more feminine bend to yours. I feel like I have a slightly more masculine bend to mine, for lack of better words.
Okay.
Of describing those. But to me, like, sometimes when I think about the 90s heavy drapery, valance, padded situation we had going on, I just think those poor guys who lived in that house, like their wives are, they're just full. What are we doing? Like Ann Getty. You remember Ann Getty's?
Yes.
It looks like she designed these windows for little.
Is she the baby photographer?
Yes, where it was like she would dress babies up in like pea pods. Sunflowers as pea pods. And, you guys, yeah, yeah. Go Google Ann Geddes. I think it was Geddes. We used to have Ann Geddes books around our house, but it's like, yeah, it looks like it looks like props from like a Midsummer Night's Dream play at the Shakespearean Theater. You know, it's just like twall and silk flowers and all this kind of stuff everywhere. But I think what makes it more timeless is having it be more neutral in the sense, in like, in terms of its energy. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And I feel like what was with those? They just didn't want sunlight. Like,
I don't know.
My curtains, I try to keep them like out. Like, I want the window, you know, unless it's on my huge window. I have huge windows like you do. Then I can take up a little more space with the fabric to sort of soften the modern architecture aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just really heavy.
I mean, I even find sometimes that just even normal curtains, they feel too drapey. They feel too feminine for me. So like in our big windows, picture windows in the living room this year, I took all the drapes down, all the curtain rods. I just had it. It was way too much fabric blocking out the light, spiders building their webs in it, just all kinds of things. And instead I replaced them with these very simple and very inexpensive bamboo Roman shades that I got off Amazon. And they just screw into the window frame at the bottom. So there's nothing over the top of the window. And you just, they're dark brown, beautiful color. They shield out the light, but you can still see through them. So you can just pull them down. They're a beautiful texture. And then you just push them up. So there's no strings, there's no pulleys, there's no nothing. And I love them. They have the right energy to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's options.
Okay. This is maybe not dating, but cheapening. No offense. I do think like the big metal grommets really cheapen the look.
Yeah.
If you're running the
big rings,
those huge rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Just for what it's worth.
Yeah. If you have those though, like I've done this before where I flip it over and then just get the clips, get some cool clips on rings instead, like with wooden ones that you can get at Lowe's, $10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks nicer.
Yes.
It does look a little bit more timeless, mm-hmm. more timeless.
Mm-hmm. There's something about the grommets that says hotel room to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could see that. All right, this was, I want you guys just to go Google this and just have fun with it. 90s Tuscan kitchens.
This thing happened in the 90s, and you and I think we're talking about this maybe privately.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like me talking about French design and French interiors, it's got such a distinct look. Yes, there's different eras, but you can kind of like mush them all together, and everybody kind of still knows that's French, right? Where with Italian, not so much. Mm-mm. It doesn't have as much of a distinct look. It's more sparse.
Mm-hmm.
It's more simple.
It's
more utilitarian. And as far
big
as
time.
Like our American aesthetic, like we want stuff, you know, bigger, better, faster. And so there's not that much to work with. Well, the 90s decided they would do Tuscan bigger, better, faster.
There's no Tuscan kitchens that look like this. Unless they're Americans living in Tuscany.
So what they did was we air quotes, came up with like these big kitchens with corbels and huge cabinetry and brown granite countertops and
roosters. There was like a lot of roosters involved. Yeah.
And a lot of people are now in their day, they were beautiful. Yeah. They were a massive status symbol.
Yes.
Massive status symbol.
I have
family with one. Hers is very well done, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
Not ass, maybe trendy.
Really warm. I'm looking at pictures of this right now to remind myself.
But big.
Big and chunky.
Big and chunky. Yes.
Chunky.
Chunky.
Yeah.
So if you have one, like, and if you can.
Maybe you love it.
Maybe you love it. If you hate it and you can do the big remodel, kitchens are expensive start to finish. Go for it. Do a lot of research. See if you can find, develop your, you know, sort of taste so that you get what you really want, because you're probably going to have it for another 30 years.
Yep.
If you don't have the budget, going to have to get creative.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some really great things about it. You probably have a really great floor. You probably have some sort of a faux terracotta tile floor that you can really work with. Maybe the big chunky monkey corbels can come down.
Yeah. I always thought it was corbels. Is it corbels? Corbels. I've been saying that wrong my whole life.
Galliber trees,
corbels. I do say that. It's a corbel. Kitchens to me are, it is the fastest way to date a house. I think have, like, the question needs to be
ivy stenciled.
Oh, that's, we had the ivy stenciled. Come on.
Also super 90. My mom was an,
we loved the ivy
maniac,
and the geese. We everywhere. Loved geese. I don't know why. Ivy and geese. Our dishes, ivy. The wallpaper, ivy.
My mom, and then my mom went to, like, spray painting ivy with gold, and she would wrap it around the Christmas tree. I mean, it was just like ivy everywhere.
Yeah.
What was that?
I'm not sure. But listen, this was before Pinterest. So that's what's funny is, like, how did these trends make it around?
Yeah. How did they?
Trading Spaces, I think, was a moment.
Trading Spaces.
Well, we did. We watched some Trading Spaces. I don't really know. I just remember if you walked into somebody's house with this, like, Tuscan thing, they were rich.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were rich. Here's what I would say to this. I don't really care what your kitchen looks like. I do care that it reflects what you like. I do get sad when people move into homes. And we've talked about how your home should be reflective of, you can't make your home something that it's not, right? So it'll look awkward and out of place. You got to work with the home that you have, but you can take it a lot of different directions. And so if you moved into a home and it's got a fabulous 1950s kitchen, like, how can you take that and make it colors that you like, with textures that you like, with pieces that you like?
Mm-hmm.
Are there pieces that you can take down to just soften it a little bit, but where it still feels age appropriate to the house and these kinds of things? Those are the much bigger questions than, what colors do I choose? Well, that depends on what do you like?
Yeah.
What do you like?
You know, now that I think about it, maybe that's why, while my aunt definitely has, like, a 90s Tuscan kitchen, I do think it's pretty. I mean, it's not terrible. Yeah. And maybe it's because it does really reflect what they like. Like, we did the ceiling, like, Venetian plaster on an inset in the ceiling. It's beautiful. And she's got her, she loves cardinal dishes. Like, her cardinals. So she's got, like, a china set. Like, it's very much her.
Yeah.
And
great.
Their favorite.
Do that.
Olive oils from Napa are sitting out and stuff. So maybe that's why it doesn't have that full blown 90s outdated feeling, because it's definitely.
Because they're not copying, it's reflecting, you know? And the reality is, most people probably didn't want a 90s Tuscan kitchen. I don't even know, where did Tuscany come from? Is it the colors? Like, what about this says anything about Tuscany? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
That's a word for another thing. Okay. Number four.
I love this. The boob light.
Boob lights.
Builder. Great.
Boob lights.
Fixtures. Cheap sconces. Brushed nickel. Did I say that out loud? Boob lights. Oh.
It's the reality of what all of us move into.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are builder grade lights. They go to Lowe's, they find the $35 boob light, and they put it up.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lifetime pursuit to collect beautiful lighting.
Yeah.
Again, your style might not be my style. Like, I love little shandies. I call them little shandies. They're not posh chandeliers. They're little crusty chandeliers.
Mm-hmm.
And typically they're old brass chandeliers, sometimes metal. I have a few metal ones from Italy that I just love, with these little flowers on them. If I move, I am stripping them all off and taking them with me and putting up boob lights.
Yeah, for those of you with a lighting collection, don't let any realtor tell you you have to leave them with the house. Nobody's going to appreciate them like you do.
Because they should be personal.
Bucks and swap them all out.
Yeah. Yeah. It is genuinely is an opportunity to have a collection of something that delights you.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about how much you use a light, it's pretty often.
Right.
Pretty often. And it's so often overlooked, right? We think about the colors we paint our walls. We think about our furniture. We don't think about something like lights always. We just go get what we can get.
A lot of times, you know, and they do cheapen the look. The builder grade, it does really cheapen it. So if you've got the budget, then I'm saying, you know, find some really great designer lights. Even if it's like as basic as like the Restoration Hardware catalog, start there.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the budget, then think about swapping out the globes, like the glass, you know, like in your bathroom. Like, what do you have? Do you have frosted? Can we get a little bit more creative?
Yeah.
Some of you are going to be really creative and you're going to take some rub and buff to that.
I was just going to say spray paint and new shades can do a lot.
Excuse me.
Spray paint and new shades can do a lot. Spray paint can do a lot.
But you got to take it down. So not everybody can take it down.
True that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not everybody's got, you know, not everybody's husband wants to mess with.
Oh, I have to butter up for days before I bank on an electrical thing. I'm making the steak for dinner. I'm rubbing the shoulders. And then by day three, I'm like, could you take the chandelier down so I can clean it?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. You take the next one.
Okay. Live, laugh, love. Fresh eggs daily. Beach. Word art everywhere. It has to go.
Fresh eggs daily.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why do we like
it? I just offended so many people. Okay, I'm just trying to help. I have experience being in a home weekly that, honest to God, must have had 75 signs on the first floor alone. I wish I was exaggerating. Just in case someone knows her, I will not say her name, but my kids still reference this style of design by using her name. Like, it's just a lot. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. That is totally my.
If anyone opinion. From Hobby Lobby is listening, we're sorry. Right. That's half of your business. We're so sorry.
Not sorry to Hobby Lobby. But I think if you're looking at your house going, okay, I love this, but is it dating? Lots of people are a little bit more pragmatic. Like, okay, I love XYZ. Is it time for it? It's like your wardrobe. Okay, I love this blouse, but thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. That's what I like to say. Thank you for your service.
If you love a saying, maybe have your child write it in precious handwriting that's actually going to mean something and frame it and put it on the end table. You know, if there are
That's words, a great idea.
Yeah, if there's I'm not saying there's no place for words. Like, for example, I just redid our hallway right here outside my office door. It's a stairway that takes a jog, and on either side it's just loaded now with family photographs. Tons of them. Maybe about I think the kids counted like 72. I would like to have a sign that says it's got a double meaning.
Left.
No, it says we belong here. you belong here. Mm-hmm. So like, in other words, this home will always be a safe place for you, whether you've gone and you need to come back.
Yeah.
You belong here. You are a member of this family, like multiple meanings in the words, you belong here.
Yeah.
But like, I can't get it from Hobby Lobby. I'm going to have to find a creative way to put this little piece of wording in amongst our photographs. So I think there's more meaningful ways than a made in China sign to say, because words are very important and they are lovely to read as you're passing through a room, as you're going throughout your day. But I think there's a more meaningful way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you probably don't have fresh eggs daily in your living room. So.
Okay. Why don't, let's take a quick break between the next batch of things. And you tell people where they can find more Parisian Farm Girl aesthetic.
Okay. So online, I have been Parisian Farm Girl for the last 20 years. And I'd love to invite you beyond the podcast. So in my shop, Everyday Chateau, you'll find pieces like what we've been mentioning that bring timeless beauty and meaning into your home. They're all hand selected by me, whether I've picked them up at the Paris flea markets or have been working with French vendors and have found things that I think will give you that Parisian farm girl everyday chateau feeling in your home. And for the ultimate experience, I invite you to join me in Paris. I'm leaving in just about 2 weeks for my next trip, but I do have half of my spaces available still for April 2026. And I would love to have you join me. They're not just vacations. This is really a time for your soul to sort of regroup and make new friends. Most importantly, you're going to come away with some really beautiful relationships formed. All of this you can find at ParisianFarmGirl.com. The shop, the YouTube channel, the Substack, ParisianFarmGirl.com is sort of your mm-hmm. portal into French-inspired living, and I'd love to meet you there.
Mm-hmm. So just like our designs are a little bit different, Angela and I do so much similar things with our right. businesses, but they are different, you know? And so I think people take different things away from you than they take away from me. And so you can find what we do at theelliotthomestead.com. So we talked last week about a good entry point. Our YouTube channel, where we release videos every Friday, is a great place for you to come and to see, to have a visual representation of so much of what we talk about here on the podcast. Stuart and I make those videos. Also, our Substack, which is shay.substack.com, is where you can stay connected with weekly recipes and journal entries and sort of reflective personal thoughts. What else? Oh, the store. We have a store, an online store, Limone. We have twice a year getaways to Italy, where we eat, and it's a complete turnkey vacation. So I keep telling people, you show up and we're going to take care of everything. You're not going to have to guess about where to eat or what to eat or how to spend your time or what to do. All of the details for that are below the show. But whether you connect with us on our newsletter or on our Italy trips or on our online store and our cooking community, it's going to be delicious. Either way, wherever you land is going to be delicious.
For sure.
I can assure that.
That's a great way to describe it, Shay. Delicious. Everything Shay does is delicious.
Okay. Number six. I'm guilty of this. When I get overwhelmed and you're trying to neutralize the ugly, the first thing I did in our first rental house was wall to wall brown beige. It was called Bread Basket. I remember the name of it.
Oh my.
Just solid brown. The first thing I did when I get into
Windsor
this house.
Beige. I think
Windsor beige.
Windsor beige.
Yeah.
In my 20s. Yep.
Yep. I did the same thing in this house. Revere pewter. Mm-hmm. I revere pewter this entire house.
Yep.
Yeah. A little flat. It helps to neutralize the ugly. And I think that's why people use it. My encouragement would be just don't stop there, because colors are... Paint is a big deal. I used to think painting was not a big deal, but it's harder now. There's ceilings and chandelier medallions and trim and children. But paint is something that you can really change for really inexpensive. And you can go and do a super high quality paint job. And you can also just slapdash your way together and mm-hmm. make it something that's more beautiful for a moment. And that's fine too.
The best way for you to pick a paint color is, well, here's what I do. Like, if I'm doing a room I will start with an anchor piece, and that's usually a rug or the fabric I'm going to use for the curtains or something. So a few top tens ago, a few steps ago, we just talked about, like, if you have to go to Costco and get a big sectional, how to then pick the pillows for that sectional. So now you have this pillow, and maybe it's a tapestry, maybe it's a toile, maybe it's a plaid, and you've got four or five of them or whatever from TJ Maxx. Now get out your paint deck and find the color inside that pillow that you love the most. And that's what you paint the walls. So you've got a nice utilitarian sofa that was affordable. You've got some beautiful pillows. And now your wall says, I care. See how my wall matches my pillows? And it gives a backdrop for that basic sofa to rest against. When you have the basic sofa grige against the basic grige wall, like, there's no interest, and you're not creating like a stage for anything that you own. I think that's what paint really does. It makes a backdrop to highlight your things.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something controversial?
Sure.
I don't like accent walls.
No.
The accent walls to me are really dated.
That is dated.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about what paint trends. Now listen, paint trends of the 90s. We're not just accent walls, but also, like, my grandpa moved into a house and they had a splatter paint interior. Do you remember splatter paint?
Like Jackson Pollock?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you remember that? It was like an early 90s thing. It's like, get a purple, everything's white, and then you take like purple, blue, lime green, and you splatter the walls. Yes. Yes. Oh, dated. Big time dated. But the accent wall was a big thing for a long time. I'm going to blame Trading Spaces for that one.
Yes, I do. Because I think a lot of, like, homemakers were like, I could do that.
Yep.
Yeah. We should probably do like this is number six. We should do like 6B. Because I get asked this question all the time. Popcorn ceilings.
Oh, just cover those up.
Yeah, because...
Just cover those up.
Like, my husband this is his occupation. Removing it is horrible. You can do it, but you have to get it wet and you have to scrape. And then you have to repair the wall when you're done. So you probably don't want to. I think the best way is just like some... boards.
We did Lowe's. It was like pine tongue and groove.
Yeah.
4-inch slats. Not a very fun project to do. Anything upside down is not fun.
Yeah. Not fun.
Fine. Easy fix. And just more timeless. Look, I am not good at these things. If you guys are listening and you're trying, I am not good at them. That's why I had to choose a more timeless design style, because I can't be keeping up with the Joneses with this. Do you remember when, what's that color? It's like something gold. It was really popular for a long time. Rose gold. You'd go to like TJ Maxx and they would have like the rose gold iPhone cases and rose gold pencil. Yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like that really warm pinkish kind of color. That was so big for such a long time. And you could go on Pinterest and you could see these just incredible interiors of stuff. And that was cool for 5 years. And then it's super dated super quick. And there are people who enjoy this so much and they're so good at it, they can just fluidly flip. I can't do that. I can't do that. And so if you're like me, you kind of need to think about that from the beginning. How, like, what's something that will stand the test of time? For example, if you look at design books from now to the 90s, to the 70s, to the 50s, a beautiful vintage wood table centered in a room. Always good. Always good. So, like, what are the pieces that will withstand the test of time? And then just choose those ones instead, because then you don't have to worry about, if you have a really trendy table, really modern lighting. Well, at some point, you know, shag carpet was really modern and it was really popular. And then 10 years pass and everybody had to rip it out. So not being trendy sometimes is helpful.
Okay, number seven. Too many throw pillows. I don't know how big of a problem this is for a lot of people. Is this a big problem? Too many throw pillows?
I'm not sure.
Or are we talking about like the pillows that come with... I'm trying to figure out why I have this on the list, what I was thinking when I did. Are we talking about like the sofas that come with like 87 pillows?
Yeah, I think be normal. Just be normal. Have a normal amount. Have a normal amount. Same thing with throw blankets. You know, when we've had guests come over and they sink into the couch and it's like there's like three blankets piled and they gotta move all these pillows around. I have done that before. And then I took note and I was like, okay, they don't want to swim on your couch. They just, you know, they just want to sit around. They want to just be able to sit around, have a normal amount of pillows behind them that they can manipulate if they need to. But you know, when guests start like pushing them to the end of the couch or setting them on the floor, that, yeah, just check it. Just check it and check the types. I think getting a beautiful array of pillows, whether you find them on eBay or at thrift stores, like you said at the beginning, not too matchy matchy, you're going to be fine here. You're going to be fine.
Okay,
Okay.
this next one's kind of a spin-off of the Tuscan. Want to take this one?
Yeah, just outdated kitchen details. It just does date your house. And hopefully we can all just come together and there will be world peace and we will stop doing such trendy things in big decisions like cabinetry or countertops. Again, countertops really change in terms of aesthetics. My sister just pulled down. She had a fireplace in her living room and it was covered with black square something tile that had like sparkly specks in it. It's like a glittery black tile. Very, very dated. And she's lived, we talked about painting it. We talked like, okay, what do we do? That's also what's on her countertops in her kitchen. And she pulled. Finally, she's just like, you know what? Screw it. She started pulling this tile off of her fireplace because it's like one of those floor to ceiling things, okay?
Oh my.
And behind it was perfect white
Brick.
brick. Not totally perfect. So somebody covered up with a trendy
Some
tile.
tile.
What was that called?
I don't know, but I know what you mean. I know
Okay.
exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like a quartz, yeah, looking.
Yeah. So look, if you like we mentioned, if you do have money, it's just a good thing to pay attention to. To have a timeless kitchen, that can be a great goal. If you're moving in or you're renting, there's a lot you can do to cover some of these things with paint your cabinets. My mom spray painted her cabinets and it worked great because it's way harder than brush on paint. Or you know, you can buy big, beautiful cutting boards and just fill up a ton of that counter space
Break up
with your
some of that
cutting boards and just
outdated
break it
granite.
up a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Just
Yeah,
try to
switching
break
out
it
the
up.
knobs.
Yep.
Switching out knobs is a really
Taking
affordable
down
way.
window dressings, taking down dated window dressings, that can be helpful. Filling it with timeless, beautiful pieces. Which is like what we've had both had to do with rental houses. It's just like, let's fill it with pieces that we think are beautiful, even if they're over a skeleton. That's, you know, maybe not what we would choose. Okay, number nine.
Okay, number nine is fake plants and flowers.
Namely, ivy.
Back to the ivy. Dusty silk
What we
ivy.
really, really embraced fake plants for a season there.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. Every doctor's office on the back of every toilet was some sort
Yeah.
of fake plant.
I don't get that. Hobby Lobby did not help. I mean, that's what you walk into. That's the first aisles when you walk in is the faux flowers.
It was like one of the first things I did. I even did a blog post on it if you want to dig through the archives and really appreciate how far I've come in my design abilities. But I remember making silk flower arrangements and I was good at it. Like this is what I did for a living, you know, was floral design. But I made these silk arrangements and I put them out in our first house, newly married, and I just thought, look at me go. The problem is 3 months in, they're dusty. You can't ever fully clean them. And they're dated. Like it makes your home look the same day to day to day to day to day. And that's not life. That's weird and fake. And that dates it to me.
Yeah, I'm not a big, I mean, there are very, very well done faux house plants, but they're expensive. I mean, if you're going to really get a a really great look, you're going to spend the money. And maybe that's the right thing for you if caring for a house plant is not your vibe. You know, there's beautiful spider plants. There's beautiful olive trees in pots. You can do beautiful faux, but I don't think you... I think a vase of silk sunflowers is outdated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. No okay, more need be said. Okay. Right.
This last one is a little bit more honing in on design skill. And again, like that's more of what we're focusing on in the Old World Design Society. And that is ignoring scale. And I don't know if it's really outdated or if it just lacks finesse. I don't know. You tell me. But the what I'm talking about is rugs that are too small for an area. You know, you got that big sectional from Costco in your big family room, and then you put an 8x10 rug in there. Art that's too high, or art that isn't big enough for the walls, or small enough for the walls. I think it's just something to be mindful of. So I think that it just has a more generic look. Your home has a more generic look. It doesn't feel as personable when you're ignoring scale.
So this is one of those things where I would encourage people to actually get off of Pinterest, get a design book, you know, get a design book, go look on Amazon, like Perfect English. We've had Ross Byam Shaw on here before. She did Perfect English Townhouse, Perfect English Cottage, Perfect English.
Everything.
Everything. Okay. Yeah. Those are, just get one of those, get any of those. And when I sit down to like do a room, I will just flip through. And every time I flip through, I'm paying attention to something else. Let's this time flip through. We're going to pay attention to textures. Let's look at this room. What textures are going on? What layers are going on? How did they do the art on the wall? I love when I look at those design books and I see gallery walls and like some of the pictures are a little bit askew. I love
I have
that.
One in my kitchen that is forever askew. And to me, it's so stinking charming. It's like this big mass of, I have like five or six. The whole theme is haystacks. And I just have one that's always like, yeah, will not stay. But it's old and it just looks, I think it looks cool.
I think even if you don't understand what's happening, and I'm not saying follow somebody else's idea of what they think is beautiful. I'm saying there is something that is true about the fundamentals of design, and scale is one of those things. And so sitting down with one of these books and just paying attention to that, it's not saying design your house this way or that way. It's saying pay attention to color schemes, pay attention to scale, pay attention to textures, pay attention to lighting. Every time you flip through, you're going to see it with different eyes. And I think that's really helpful because what it does is it actually trains your mind to see things, and then you can go out and create whatever you want with the principles in place that make it work so it doesn't look trinkety.
I don't think there's anything wrong with copying someone, though. I think if you are like brand new to this, that copying is a really safe place to be. And sure enough, you'll get to a point in the copy where you're like, but I don't like that light. And then you learn what lights you do like.
Yeah, so, I did that with my living room. I painted two shades of yellow, and I found a picture. It wasn't of a living room, but it had two shades of yellow. It had elements of like a wicker bamboo, you know, like kind of a darker textury thing going on, which is where I got the idea for the bamboo shades. It had this beautiful old cabinet with it had stone floors, a beautiful old cabinet with this plant on top. Big vines everywhere. And I was like, okay, so we need greenery. We need foliage. We need the element of stone somewhere, even if it's stone planters, right? We need the element of a textured wicker something, whether it's lampshades or like even like a bamboo, what's that called? Jute rug, something, right?
Seagrass.
So yeah, just pick the elements out of it. Copy. They put the elements together. Good enough to be in a design book. So just take them and run with it.
Yeah. So the encouragement is that updating your home doesn't always mean thousands of dollars. It can. Yeah. And that's very fun.
Yes.
But sometimes it's just about fresh eyes and editing and creating you know, timeless decorating isn't about chasing trends. It's just about
keeping it fresh,
keeping things current and classic.
Yeah, keep it fresh.
We hope you found this encouraging,
yeah,
and a little amusing, and that you have now your assignment for the week is to go play around in your house.
Yeah,
plan the next project. We're so glad you're here, and we'll see you next Monday, right? Or
I don't know at this point.
We're doing 2 a week.
I don't know at this point. I'm a little confused at this point. Angela and I are both going to be gone. She'll be in France. I'll be in Italy. We'll wave to each other on the planes as we pass midair. Right. All right, ladies, but we will be back here with you in a few days for the next episode. Cheers.
Cheers.